Addressing a news conference in Harare today, Biti had good news and bad news. The bad news is that the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange declined by 36.5% in April to about $23 million. Why? Mr. Biti says the cause is reduced foreign investor participation and the lack of capital to fund borrowing. Biti blamed both on uncertainty over national elections expected to be called later this year.
And there's clear evidence of stagnation and low business confidence in this economy, which is affecting our figures for the first 4 months. Major constraints remain competitiveness due to rising overheads, unavailability of affordable and long-term financing for retooling, underperformance of utilities, especially electricity, decreasing demand due to tight liquidity in the market, among others. And the biggest factor of all is the hanging factor that is being brought in by the election. Businesses are just hanging on there, unsure of what to do, given the uncertainty pertaining to the lack of clarity on the exact date of the election.
On the elections, Minister Biti had some good news. He said government had secured enough money for the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to conduct a second voter registration exercise in line with the new constitution, adding that the cabinet today resolved that all schools will be used as voter registration centers, while the voters' roll used in the 2008 election will be used to inspect the roll.
We believe that the $25 million should cover the intense voter registration exercise as defined in the Constitution of Zimbabwe. And therefore, as Treasury, we have facilitated Zimbabwe's compliance, government's compliance with the Constitution of Zimbabwe, in particular, Part 6 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. What concerns us, however, as Minister of Finance, is that no sooner had there been an announcement that this $25 million has been secured, we have seen a plethora of ballooning budgets, almost to ensure that this money goes and is spent. And the one area where which we are concerned with is the area of per diems, the allowances that are paid to the officials that will be doing the work.
The minister said government is still pursuing an election grant from the United Nations despite resistance from the ZANU-PF leaders in government, who said negotiations on election funding with the UN had collapsed. Biti said the Treasury has also approached several countries, including the Southern African Development Community, with a request to help fund the poll. He announced that the European Union may also be willing to help if Harare formalizes a request.
The remaining funds pertaining to this election, which now that we have dealt with the $25 million for voter registration, should be at least the sum of $130 million. This will cover activities connected with the printing of the final voters' roll, activities connected with the nomination court, activities connected with the printing of the ballot papers, activities connected with the dispatchment of ballot materials to the polling stations, activities connected with the voter education by the Zimbabwe Election Commission, and then election day activities, including voter monitoring and observing. As all of you are aware, government of Zimbabwe doesn't have the resources for this. And in this regard, we are still expecting the UN and the UN machinery to provide funding to Zimbabwe. As all of you are aware, we've also written to SADC seeking electoral assistance, and we are pleased to note that the side meeting of SADC that took place on Sunday, the 26th of May in Ethiopia, has agreed to hold a special summit on SADC funding. We've also, as you are aware, written individual specific letters to certain countries in the region that have got financial muscle, including, among others, the Republic of South Africa and Angola, in relation to election funding. From where we are sitting, we have absolutely no doubt that we'll be able to secure these funds way before the nomination processes take place, in compliance with Section 58 of our Constitution.
Biti urged President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai to quickly resolve outstanding issues of the global political agreement to pave way for the elections and a return to a normal economy.
I've also had discussions with the fishmonger donors, the European Union donors, the UN itself. People want to assist Zimbabwe more so because we've shown what we can do on our own. We showed this through the referendum, which we funded wholly on our own. And now this intense voter registration exercise in terms of part 6 of the constitution, which we are doing on our own. So as I said before, and I'll underscore again, we will fund this election adequately, but the politicians must resolve the outstanding issues, the unimplemented issues, and then announce the election so that there can be certainty in the economy and the people can unhang themselves in this arena of uncertainty that is suffocating this economy at the present moment.
The minister also said that the country recorded a reduction in agricultural output in most crops as a result of erratic rainfall experienced this year. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.